So good morning. Thank you all very much for attending. This is the MTC and Caltrans Single Point of Contact Regional Workshop. I'm Kenneth Cao with the Metropolitan Transportation Commission, and I'm with the Programming and Allocation section there. So I did want to welcome everyone here. I'm not going to do all the introductions because basically I'm going to go through that when I run through my slides. I did want to, you know, let everyone know that we have Caltrans generally here, we have MTC staff here, and we have, Caltrans from both headquarters and local assistance, we'll get to a little bit later. So I'm just going to jump right into it since we're running a little late. So what we're going to cover today, we're going to talk about kind of who's who and the jumble of all the agencies here, the single point of contact roles and responsibilities, and then we'll talk about the Caltrans local assistance side, funding sources and programs, delivery policies, and then we're going to also cover a few new things like the Senate Bill 1, overview of that and kind of the changes and special procedures that might apply to some of those projects. And then in the afternoon section, we'll talk about kind of what important things to hit on for project delivery for some of the newer SPOCs, although if you have the time, we encourage everyone to stay for the afternoon section. So who's who? There's a whole jumble of emblems here. So I'm not going to get into this. I'm going to cover this a little later, but hopefully you'll see, you know, these people and you'll recognize who they are. But in case you don't, I'll cover first who MTC is. We are the governmental agency responsible for transportation planning and funding in the Bay Area, so the 9 counties of the Bay Area. In addition to putting on these things, making sure you get your money for your projects and you deliver them, we also do things like operations like Fast Track and Clipper and some other things like that. So we're located in San Francisco. We used to be in Oakland. And we have maybe about 300 staff at MTC. And then we have our very important partners, the Bay Area County Transportation Agencies. There's one transportation agency or CTA for every county. And they're responsible for things like the CMP and the CTP. They also help us make sure that, you know, they're basically our liaison to our local cities and counties and transit operators as kind of like the first step of like, hey, what do I do if this happens? And then they work with us and Caltrans as well. Maybe before I get any further, I did want to mention that we did not provide handouts of the PowerPoints because our goal is to have a lot of text on the PowerPoints. We'll upload it onto our website and we'll email it out to everyone so that you have a copy of it. So don't feel like pressure to take all these notes because I'm not going to be reading all of them. I'm basically going to be touching on the highlights of every slide. So back to this, the county transportation agencies, maybe I wanted to have those CTAs in the room kind of raise their hand so that we know who you are. Hopefully cities and counties and transit operators kind of know who the people are that you're liaisoning with. So they're very important as well. And then of course we have Caltrans. Caltrans is the owner and operator of the state highway system. And they also help us a lot with local assistance delivery. So local assistance, of course, is when the federal government gives us money and the state provides money, they're the liaison to the local agencies to make sure you get your money, make sure you meet all the requirements. District 4 is, of course, here in Oakland. They are basically cover the same 9 counties as MTC does. And then headquarters is up in Sacramento, and then they kind of manage most of the statewide policy and coordination. And liaisons with the Federal Highway Administration. And then another agency that you're probably very familiar with and that we work very closely with is the California Transportation Commission, the CTC. They're a state agency, and they basically manage a lot of the funding sources that we receive. So things like the Active Transportation Program, the State Transportation Improvement Program, as well as many SB1 programs. So they're very important. They do a lot of the guidelines. They write the guidelines. They do all the allocations. They approve extensions for those state programs that they manage. So of course, we work very closely with them. And if you've had the luck of receiving STIP or ATP money, then you know that we work really closely with them and make sure that all of our documents kind of fit with their policies and procedures. So now we get to what are you? What is a single point of contact? MTC, we do require that every local agency receiving funds at a minimum that are administered by the Federal Highway Administration identify and maintain a staff position that serves as the SPOC. And what we need, so basically every city, county transit operator, they have to have a sufficient knowledge and expertise in the federal aid delivery process. And of course, they have to work very closely with MTC, with your CTAs, with Caltrans, and with FHWA, or anything related to your projects in your local jurisdiction. So maybe I'm curious, because this is our third time doing this, the big SPOC training, so how many people, you've gone to all three trainings that we've had since 2014 or something, when we met in Oakland and we had like a day of understanding, I think it was called, with breakouts, and how many is this your first time coming to a single point of contact training? Okay, great. So this is why we do it every 2 years, because we recognize that there is turnover. There's a lot of information to process, and hopefully you'll walk away with this with some more contacts, with some more information, so that you can do your job and help us do our job in keeping our money here and on your projects. So some of the requirements of the SPOC, we have like two resolutions that kind of stand out. 3606 is our delivery policy, which we'll get into a little later. And then 4202 is our One Bay Area Grant Program, OBAG Cycle 2. I won't get into the specifics of that, but those two documents basically lay out the requirements of what you need to be in order to be a SPOC for your agency. If you came in a little early, we actually did have a handout in the front, which was our SPOC checklist, which basically lays out what you need to do, and I'll get to that a little bit later. But the highlights are you need to know the status of your projects and kind of the upcoming deadlines that your project and your city has to meet. You have to maintain your knowledge of kind of the process. You have to attend trainings like this so that, you know, we can make sure you're getting the latest and greatest. And also ensure that your SPOC listing is up to date. So if you're cycling out or, you know, you got a new job, just work with us and your management to make sure there's another person to take your place as you move on. So some of the duties, again, we are expecting to look to you as the SPOC to know all the project-related matters in your city as they relate to getting funding from the region and Caltrans. So for instance, if you have like a lot of projects, you know, we don't know exactly who to contact, who's the project manager for all of those. So we like to have one person who's that expert and be like, oh, who's manager of this project? And they find that out and put us in contact with that person. Coordinating and resolving issues. So if you hear that there's an issue with one of your projects, whether it be like a bid protest or, you know, higher bids, and you need some time to figure that out, let us know. We'll work with you to make sure that you don't lose that money in the meantime while you're figuring these things out. So that's like ensuring delivery, reporting regularly on your project status so that we know what's going on, and again, anticipating any issues that you might have and fixing them proactively. There's also working group meetings that MTC puts on generally every month or every other month, and we would expect you to attend about half of those so that you're up to date on kind of the major issues that are affecting us. For instance, one of the big topics, which you may have heard about, is the safe vehicle rule. So we've been talking about that and what the potential impacts of that are to delivery, to getting money, to, you know, all the various things that are happening there. And just an update, I don't have an update on that. It's still being developed. So if you have questions on that, we can cover that in the Q&A. And then finally, filling out the SPOC checklist, which is kind of looks like that. There's a link to the project delivery page at MTC. And so whenever there is a new SPOC that's cycling on, you would fill that out, turn that in to make sure that you've met all the requirements. So I did want to mention kind of one important thing before I end my part of this, and that is, you know, why are you important? Why are the SPOCs important? And why does MTC have all these requirements? Why is MTC making you come to Oakland and sit here for 3 hours? And that's mainly to make sure that we keep the money that we get from the feds and from the state in our region, to get more money in our region so that you can spend on your very important projects, and to maintain the confidence of the state and federal agencies when we do apply for competitive programs. So we have all these requirements, again, to make sure that we keep the money, because if you don't meet certain requirements, the federal government will say, well, you're not doing X, Y, and Z, we're gonna take the money away, and there's very little that we can do about it. So we wanna make sure that we keep as much as that money here as we can. Second, keep getting more money in the region. So things like every August, the federal government has what's called an August redistribution, where there's money from around the country that isn't being used. Well, MTC and the state has done very well in getting more of that. And the way that we do that is by delivering our existing projects. So that's why it's really important for us to deliver everything that we have and show that need, that we need more. Because I'm sure you all have a lot of projects you want to fund and don't have enough money. So by doing all this, we can help make sure that we get more of that money from around the country that's just sitting around not being used. And then maintaining the trust and confidence of our partner agencies in the state and federal side. As you know, there's a lot of competition, a lot of discretionary money that you have to apply for. And if you're not delivering, people notice that. And so we want to make sure that people up in the, you know, making decisions of who gets what kind of money aren't saying, oh, well, this agency didn't deliver X, Y, and Z. Maybe we don't want to give them that money. We want to make sure that our region is an example of like, hey, we can get things done. They can spend the money if we give them the money.